This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us this week. Lots of good stuff. We have Tom Keenan, who just was inducted, or going to be inducted, but the announcement was made for the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. Tom is going to be on. We'll talk a little bit of what he did and his thoughts on how to get into the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. That and more when we come back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Don.
Yeah, good to be seen.
Ava?
I'm here.
Yeah.
In case
you know, so I know we're going to talk a little bit about your fishing trip that you did this last week, but yep. We'll get into that later.
Lake
looking
of the
forward to that.
Yep, that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. Tom is going to be coming up, and you never know what Tom's going to come out with, but he's always involved in 14 million different things. Kind of funny, we used to fish against him on the tour, and we called him the Rooster. And the reason was he would be in the boat, and you know how a rooster moves its head, it's constantly looking around.
Oh yeah,
he there was never a dull moment. That guy was analyzing everything, 24/7. When I fished with him, we teamed up and with a bunch of other great fishermen on the tour, and it was one of those memorable things. But to see Chris and Tom get into the Hall of Fame, Chris a couple of years ago, and Tom now. Going to be inducted.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if he's calmed down any.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No?
No. It doesn't happen very often, I'll tell you that. You know, Tom, one of the important things that I'm looking at various pieces and parts that go into a hunting trip, and one of them is a physicality.
Yep.
And whether you're...
Being in physical shape.
Exactly. But as effort you put in, it's a physical thing. Whether you're in shape or not, you need to either, if you're walking out to your deer stand, you're carrying a heavy pack, you got to climb up the stand, down the stand, or you're pheasant hunting, you're doing drives all day long, or you're out in the mountains, you're in altitude. Every one of those elements requires you to have some physicality, be in physical condition to match your sport that you're quarry that you're going to be chasing. And you know, one of the things it's important, I think, beyond just about anything, is if you're feeling there's an issue and you can't maintain your a workout or you know, getting out and walking a lot every day beforehand and doing some calisthenics and doing some stretching, go to the doctor and find out, is there something wrong, is there something there? Because you don't want to have an issue when you're in the field, and then it could be life-threatening scenario. So it really is one of those things that kind of gives you a health checkup, number one. Or maybe there's something else going on where, hey, my knee is acting funky, got to find out what it is. But realistically, getting there so you can be at a high level.
I'm not sure what muscle it is, but if you go pheasant hunting, and I used to go out to South Dakota quite a bit, and just being in the field where there's long grass and you're consistently pulling your legs up through that grass, and after about a quarter mile walk, you find that you can't hardly pick your legs up because there's this muscle on the inside of your thighs. I'm not sure what it is, but it will scream at you. And so I don't know if squats is a thing to do or whatever, but it's worth checking into with a trainer. They'll recommend exercises to help that. Another time, I was on an elk hunt, and we were going to be doing some pretty long horseback riding, and that can affect muscles in the lower half.
They call that chafing.
This wasn't chafing. This is
isn't it? Wait a minute.
This
Don.
Is so you can get so
oh.
you, so you don't walk like a cowboy when you get off. If
oh,
you know what I mean.
Okay. Well, that's one of the that'll cause you to do the same thing.
Yes.
Reduction.
Yeah. Well,
of pain.
Yes, that will. So, yeah, no, it's be prepared.
Yeah, it's an important thing. So just make sure you check your health. And of course, your dog is the same way. Don't just take them out and go pheasant hunting without getting them prepped for the same thing. It's whether it's you or your dog, you want to both perform at a level when your other friends that you're working with at the same time are able to depend on you to participate and support the whole, whether it's a drive or otherwise. So or dragging deer out or packing deer out or elk out. So
see, if I go pheasant hunting now, I sign up for blocking.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Speaking of participating, yes. I was very fortunate to, again, this year be able to go to Lake of the Woods. And, you know, one of the things that's been a commentary from a lot of people in Lake of the Woods is it's been impacted by ice fishing this last year, especially because of the number of people that are out there, COVID-relating situation. It's like, hey, let's go ice fishing. We got nothing else to do. Or everybody's buying a boat. And you get so many people going out and fishing. So the take rate, you know, it's number of people catching fish is up. But I will be here to tell you that Lake of the Woods is alive and well and very healthy and surprised me in the bite because it was one of the best bites I've been on in probably 10 years. Don, it was unbelievable. We were fortunate enough to be able to go up and stay at Oak Island. We had 3 days that we fished. We actually got up on a Saturday and the last week and in the afternoon went fishing for about 3.5 hours and got about 35, 40 fish myself.
Yep.
And
so how are you fishing for them?
My goal was to try and fish every way that I brought in my tackle, meaning I brought rip and wraps.
Okay.
Now it's not the jig and wrap. I brought jig and wraps as well.
Yep.
So I've got that done. I wanted to catch fish on the slick jig, brought the slick jig up. That worked great with the minnow. I tried it with a big chunk, plastic minnow. I caught them on that. I caught them on a frozen shiner, a live shiner. And then, let's see, what else is... Oh, and then one of the other ways was slow death with a crawler this late in the year. And everybody was kind of like, you did what? Oh, yeah. And not only that, I won most of the money, except for one category, the whole trip, I got most of the money.
That's cheating.
We do first, biggest, and most, a buck, real big betting, a buck first, buck biggest, biggest, and buck for the most. So, yeah, it was unbelievable, Don.
Oh, yeah.
100 fish days for me alone, and, you know, catch and release, and it was just phenomenal. Big fish, we didn't fish for big fish, per se. We were looking for the 18 to 22s, but we got some 26s, 26 and a halfs, 25s. Definitely an adequate and fun time.
So let me ask, do you net your own fish?
No, I hoist them, most of them.
Well, you're not hoisting a 26-incher.
No, I had to help them net that. So a couple buddies were in the boat, too. So.
Yeah. Well, that's why they didn't have time to catch fish. They were netting yours.
Yeah, well.
It's not fair.
How do you think I stay ahead in the competition?
Yeah.
Keep them busy.
Exactly right.
You got to make everything competitive.
Yep, exactly. Well, and what a fun trip, though. It really was great. So it was amazing. 38 miles on the way back, though. It took us 3 hours. It was blowing about 20 out of the straight south, and we were 12 miles an hour, and that's in a 20-foot boat. So it was...
Why weren't you just hitting the tops?
The depth below the tops was too far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm short enough as it is right now, Don. I don't need to be any shorter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's impact. All right, stay tuned, guys. We're going to be back with more Valley Outdoors right after this.